Today's Tanya for the 26th day of Tishrei is in Igeres HaKedesh, Simon Chof Hei, 25th letter. It's on page 276. The number at the bottom of the page is 536. And we are past midway down the page after the parenthesis. The Alter Rebbe is saying that when a person gets angry, it's as if he worships idols, because during the moments of his anger, the Shechina leaves him, in that his faith, his emunah, fails him because he does not believe at that moment that his pain and his, whatever the reason for his anger, that which produced his anger, whatever that was, comes to him from God by divine decree, even if it comes through another human being who has freedom of choice, and for that freedom of choice, the person is held responsible and punishable because the choice was an evil one. At the same time, the result or the outcome of his choice, meaning the pain or the anguish that he inflicts, that pain and anguish was preordained and decreed from heaven that it should come to the person. Now the Alter Rebbe explains it further. The line begins with the word mamash. And as is known, what the Baal Shem Tov said, that the word of God stands forever in the heavens. What does it mean that the word of God is in the heavens? The combination of letters with which the heaven was created, etc., which was the statement in the utterances of creation. The statement, let there be a firmament, yihirakia. So those letters and combinations, they remain forever standing and clothed in the heavens, to give them life and to give them existence. And so everything that is happening in the heavens is coming from the word of God that at that moment is giving it existence. And not like some of the philosophers who deny the existence of divine specific providence, and they mistakenly and falsely make a comparison between Ma'isa Hashem Meisi Shamayim V'Oretz, the creation of God who creates heaven and earth, L'Ma'isa Enish V'Tach Bulesov, to the creations of a human being and his schemes. They make the comparison, Kikash Yeitze L'Tzedef Keli, that when an artisan, when a potter makes a vessel, Shuvein HaKeli Tzorech L'Dei HaTzedef, after the vessel is made, it no longer needs the hands of the potter to keep it in existence. Sh'af She'yodav Mesulokis Hemeno Hukayim Me'atzmei, even when he takes his hands away from the pot remains on its own. V'tach Mere'esei Nehem, and they make this comparison because their eyes are dark from being able to see Ha'hevdul Ha'godul Shebein Ma'isa Enish V'tach Bo'Lesov, the great difference and the great distinction between that which man makes, Shehu Yesh Miyesh, because he creates what he creates from something, he changes only the shape and the form, but basically he's dealing with that which already exists. And in truth, even the form and the shape that he gives the material and the substance with which he is working, even the form and shape which is new, is really not out of nothing, but already existed, in potential at least, in the material with which he is working. and they and they don't see the difference between that lemaisa shamayim va'aretz, to the creation of heaven and earth, shehu yesh ma'ayin, which is creation of something out of nothing. And it is a greater wonder, a greater miracle than the splitting of the sea, for example, where God caused the wind to blow all night, and the waters were split. And if the wind was removed for a moment, and this is what the Torah is telling us, that the wind was there the entire time, because without the wind, the water would immediately resume its natural and ordinary behavior, and in that it would flow downwards. And they would not remain standing like a wall. Even though the nature to flow downwards is a nature that is superimposed on the water, and it too, the nature, the downward flow, is a creation out of nothing. Because we see that there are physical substances, physical objects like stones, that will stand still and not flow downwards of itself without a wind keeping it in a stationary position. So the nature for water to flow downwards is not essential to the substance and material of the water, but is a secondary and superimposed nature added to the substance of the water. Other physical substances can stand on their own. It is only the nature of water that doesn't. So how much more so in the creation of something out of nothing, which is a greater miracle and a greater wonder, even than the splitting of the sea. Because in the splitting of the sea, what was violated or overcome in the miracle was the nature of the water and not the existence of the water. Whereas in order to create something out of nothing, where nothing at all exists, you have to overcome an absolute impossibility. So al achas kama v'kama, so in that case, it is even more true, shebehistalkus chas v'sholem keyach habeda, that if the power or the force that is causing the miracle, in this case, the creation of heaven and earth, if that power would to be removed, and in this case it is keyach habeda, the power of the Creator who can create yesh ma'ayin min hanivra, if that would be to be removed from the created being, yashuv hanivra la'ayin ve'efes mamosh, then the created being would return to absolute nothingness. Ella tzorich liyes keyach ha'peil b'nifal tamid l'hachayes elukaymei. It has to be the effect and the influence of the Creator in the created being all the time, to give it life and to give it existence. And this influence, this koyach from the Creator, hu dvar Hashem v'ruach piv shebasodah maimodeis, it is the breath of God's mouth, the word of God, that is what, that are the ten utterances, shebehem nivra ha'ilam, with which God created the world, v'afilu eretz halazu hagashmisu b'chinas deimim shebo, and even this lowly physical world, and in this physical world, the lowest part of it, the inorganic, the lifeless substances, chayusan v'kiyumon, their life and their existence, because even in the daemon there is some life, their life and existence is Dvar Hashem miyud maimodeis, the word is the word of God from these ten utterances, hamalubish bahen, which is clothed in them, in the created beings, the word of God is clothed in them, not distant from them, umekaimon lihiyes demem, and gives them continued existence as an inorganic object. As we learned earlier in Shara Yichud Ve'emuna, in Tanya, that the idea that the words of God stand in the heavens, or are clothed within the heavens, means that the word of God is not only that which gives existence to the being, but it also gives definition to the being. In other words, it is the word of God that causes the stone to be a stone and have the properties of a stone, while the word of God in the water or in the vegetable or in the animal or in the human, in each case, the word of God causes the properties that define and make up each of these kingdoms, the animal, the vegetable, the human, and the inorganic. It is the word of God that gives it its properties as well, not only the abstract existence. And that's called being clothed within it, umekaimon lihiyes demen. It gives it existence not only in the abstract, but it gives it existence as a daimon. It makes it a daimon. The yesh ma'ayin, and it comes out of total nothingness, and it is because of the word of God that continues to give it existence that the object does not return to absolute nothingness as it was prior to creation. And that's what the Arizal meant when he said that even in stones and in sand and in water, the inorganic substances, there exists a spark that is a spiritual life of that object. Es Hayem Yem, for the 26th of Tishrei, the Rebbe writes that the statement, Lo'elam Hashem Dvorcha Nitzav Bashamayim, which the Alter Rebbe brings in Shara Yichud Ve'emuna, in Perek Aleph, and again in Ageres HaKedesh Simen Chof Hei, which we're learning now, he brings it in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, even though the same statement and explanation that the word of God, which means the word with which God created the heaven, is constantly in the heaven, this is mentioned in the Medrash on Tehillim. And as it is brought down also in the Likutei Torah, in Divrei HaMashal Ki Be'em Hazeh Yechapeh. So there is a special reason that the Alter Rebbe quotes this notion, this idea, in the name of the Alter Rebbe, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, rather than in the name of the Medrash. And that is because on the second day of creation, that's when the heavens were created, and that's when the statement Yehida Kiya was made. And that's the statement, the words that are constantly in the heavens. And by saying this in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, this becomes a permanent reminder that the Baal Shem Tov was born on Chai Elul, and it was on a Monday, on the second day of the week.